For this Monday, May 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Indiana State Police is making one thing clear, and that is click it or ticket. Troopers are ramping up patrols to catch drivers not using their seatbelts from May 17th through May 31st. A recent survey found that 93.6% of Indiana drivers wear their seatbelts. Officers say while this is encouraging, there is still work to be done to reach the remaining 6.4% of drivers who put themselves at risk. For additional information about seatbelt safety, you can visit on.in.gov/seatbelt. Mount Vernon High School is having their free physical night this Wednesday at 5 p.m. in the Mount Vernon High School Athletic Foyer. It is for those who want to participate in athletics during the 2025-2026 school year and are currently in 6th through 11th grade. Over the weekend, the local high school sports North Posey baseball played three games in a tournament at Jasper High School, and the Vikings went 2-1. They won their game on Friday against Bar Eve 4-3 in 9 innings. North Posey then lost their first game on Saturday to Jasper 4-2 and came back to win their second game on Saturday against Edgewood 14-7. Vikings baseball has a record of 14-6. Mount Vernon baseball won both their games this past weekend. The Wildcats took care of Princeton at home on Friday 4-3 in 8 innings and then cruised past Wood Memorial at home on Saturday 11-1. Mount Vernon baseball improves to 3-12 on the season. North Posey softball defeated Jasper on the road on Friday 14-8 as Vikings softball now has a 14-4 record. Mount Vernon softball got beat on Friday at Boonville 10-0 and then squeezed past Pike Central at home on Saturday 3-2. With the victory on Saturday, the Wildcats softball record improves to 4-7. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey baseball plays at Castle at 5:30. North Posey High School graduate Aaron Hain earned the save for Michigan softball in the Big Ten championship game on Saturday. Hain threw two scoreless innings as the Wolverines beat UCLA 2-0. Michigan punched its ticket into the NCAA softball tournament with that win and will play University of Central Florida in the regionals May 16th through the 18th. USI baseball earned a three-game sweep at home against Southeast Missouri State this weekend as the Screaming Eagles won yesterday 5-2. USI improves to 25-26 overall and 13-11 in the Ohio Valley Conference. With this weekend's result, they clinched a spot in the OVC tournament. USI is now tied for fifth place with Southeast Missouri State with three conference games left. They will close the conference slate Thursday through Saturday at Lindenwood. Evansville baseball lost 2-3 this weekend at the Southern Illinois Salukis as the Purple Aces dropped yesterday's game 13-3 in 7 innings. UE is now 9-15 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They have three conference games left, and they will be against Bradley at home Thursday through Saturday. The Aces have fallen to 9th place in the standings and sit one game behind Bradley for the final spot in the conference tournament. So Evansville will have to win 2-3 against the Braves this weekend to make the MVC tournament. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Indiana Pacers pounced on the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 of their second-round series as the Pacers dismantled the Cavaliers 129-109. Indiana led by 41 points at halftime. Pascal Siakam scored 21 points to lead the way, and Miles Turner and Obi Toppin each scored 20 points. The Pacers lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. They will have a chance to close the series out tomorrow night in Cleveland at 6 o'clock. Finishing up with Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals stay red hot as they won their 8th straight game and swept a 3-game series in Washington against the Nationals 6-1. The Cardinals are now 22-19 in the season and only one game behind the Chicago Cubs for first place in the National League Central. They continue their 9-game road trip with the first of a 3-game set in Philadelphia against the Phillies tonight at 5:45. The Chicago Cubs lost the rubber game of their 3-game series in New York with the Mets 6-2. The Cubs slide to 23-18, and they return home to square off with the Miami Marlins in a 3-game series this evening at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds were shut out in their series finale in Houston by the Astros 6-0. The Reds had only two hits as they now sit at 20-22 on the year. Cincinnati is off today before playing the Chicago White Sox at home on Tuesday night. That's news and sports for this Monday, May 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsian Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your week. Your weather forecast is next.